So a very unique interchange takes place between Avraham Avinu and between HaKadosh Baruch Hu when it comes to Sodom. That after the Bris Milah and the news that Yitzchak is going to be born, God says to himself, as if he's thinking aloud, should I hide from Avram what I'm going to do? Means that there was an instruction that God wanted to make to God. That God wanted to make to Avram. Because all of the nations of the world are going to be blessed by Avram, I have to share with him what I'm going to do. Why? So it seems that, in other words, Avram's capacity to give over to his children, obviously for thousands of years, is going to be what an essential characteristic that we are going to go in God's ways, therefore to do tzedakah and mishpat, so that God should be able to fulfill what he said to us. So God tells him, Sodom and Gomorrah is terrible, and I'm going to have to destroy them. And God says, you're going to kill the righteous along with the good along with the righteous. He says, Chalila l'chami asos k'davar hazeh, l'chami tzadikim rasha. God forbid you should kill the righteous with the evil. We are katari karasha, and that the righteous person should be like the evil person. Chalila lach hashofet korat l'yasa mishpat. God forbid that the righteous judge of the whole earth should not do mishpat, should not do justice. So you'd think here that he should be saying, you wouldn't do chesed. In other words, he's appearing for mercy. He's not appearing, it seems to not be appealing for justice. He should be appealing for mercy. In other words, have mercy on the guy. He's got kids, he's got this. So no, why is he appealing for mishpat? So my Rebbe, Rav Aaron Levi Soloveitchik, Skutu Galeno, said a simple thing. He said, every person has within him two sides, a righteous side and an evil side. And the evil side is ordinarily stronger than the righteous side. But as the Gemara in Bava Metzia says, "Kald Olam Gvar," whoever is willing to extend himself more will be successful. So Avram is saying to Kodesh Baruch Hu, there are all of these righteous sides and these evil people in Sodom. If you find a minimum number of people, which went down to 10, these 10 will inspire the righteous side to overcome the evil side. Like a home court advantage in a baseball game or in some kind of sports event. So that's what Avram was saying to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that do mishpat, do justice. Justice calls for these people to be saved. And this idea is that Avram was told by God about the whole thing with Sodom, was so that we as Jews should understand that we always have to look not for mercy, but for justice. Because through justice, there is mercy, and through mercy, and through that type of justice, the world will be able to stand and go on when evil is destroyed from the world.